Hey, yo. If ever you experience hate regarding anything that you do, whether it's something you believe in, an action that you believe in, a cause, what you wear, a routine, whatever it is, whenever you experience hate, the appropriate response is to double down on it. When I'm at the gym, there are certain moves that I do that, even though I didn't invent them, you know, maybe I'm at a gym where they really don't do a lot of that type of thing, or maybe they haven't seen that, might be considered old school, or maybe it's something unique that I do. And I've experienced it where I've gotten, you know, strange looks. I mean, maybe that's normal. I guess it's okay. That's cool. Maybe you haven't seen that. Maybe you're curious as to what I'm doing. Or I could call that hate. Maybe, maybe not. But regardless, whenever I experience something like that, I don't stop what I'm doing. I double down on it. So if I did a move that caused you to look at me kind of sideways, kind of roll your eyes with a side eye, I do the move again with more authority the second time. I chew gum a lot. I like to pop gum. I'm one of those people that I'm chewing, I'm working that gum. Pause. No diddy. I'm chewing, I'm popping, blowing bubbles. And I've had it to where people have literally stopped and looked at me like I was killing their dog or something. So I guess that's the social cue for me to stop popping my gum. And we're not even talking about in an indoor setting where that would be considered a norm. We're talking outside. I've been outside in public, like a city, not even near the people I was popping my gum by. And they gave me this look, and you know what I did? You got it. I doubled down, and I popped my gum even louder. I was at the Safeway today. You know, I alternate between the Safeway, Whole Foods, which is by me, and Walmart, and sometimes any combination of those three stores. But today was the day I go to the Safeway. I had to get some milk and some snacks, protein, healthy snacks, yogurt, etc. And I posted this on my YouTube channel as well. When I was on the beverage energy drink aisle, there was a cart that was sort of in front of where I needed to reach. I couldn't tell if it was a worker restocking something, but regardless, it wasn't really in my way. So when I went to reach for my energy drink of choice, C4 Ultimate, 300 milligrams of caffeine, pretty dope. I didn't see who it was at the time, but this person kind of came up really fast to my left and then kind of gave me this weird energy. You know, I'm a grown-ass man. If I were to walk up on another a grown-ass man with that type of energy, and I found out that it was a kid, like, you know, probably 15, 16, 17, 18, in that range. I would say between 15 and 18, in that age range. White boy. But if I were to walk up to a grown-ass man the way he walked up to me and kind of stood there and staring at him, I would expect him to look at me and be like, can I help you, or are you good? Like, it's awkward. It's unusual. And quite frankly, it's a bit strange and aggressive considering how close he was to me and the fact that you're burning a hole in the side of my face. Now, if it was one of those things where I was in his way, then that kid, you know, he's young, I'll give him a pass. He needs to learn how to use his words. Oh, excuse me, you mind if I grab? Oh, no problem. No, my bad, you go right ahead. If it were an older person, let's say someone 25, 30, 40, 50, and they behave that way, I would look at them like they had a motherfucking problem. Like, the fuck is your problem? Like, to walk up on someone literally to within where I probably could feel your breath and stare me dead in my face, I'm gonna look at you and be like, can I help you? But long story short, so I posted that story as a quick little short, almost like a little I kind of do these podcast type shorts on incidents like this because I think it's important for me to document the things I experienced that caused me to kind of think and evaluate my positions on things. And that's one of them. Like, what would you do if you were standing there and somebody walked up close to you and stared you dead on the side of your face? Most people would probably turn and say, "Can I help you?" Or they'll step back. Some people might even go, "Excuse me," and turn and walk away. But I posted this story on YouTube, and some weirdo decided he wanted to leave a comment. "Oh man, you need to grow up." Really? You know, that's funny coming from someone who, number one, has no subscribers, doesn't post content, and had literally, and I mean literally, nothing constructive to say. Speak about needing to grow up. One of my philosophies is, and to quote the great Cameron, and I got this from him, he said, your social media, and I said this before in other podcasts, he said, your social media is like your home. It's like your house. You wouldn't tolerate someone coming into your house, disrespecting you, acting stupid. You kick them out. And you would ban them from your house. They wouldn't be welcome. So whenever I get comments like that, and I know some YouTubers, especially channels that, actually at this point, my channel is big enough for me to, you know, if I chose to entertain comments like that, because it's not going to hurt my algorithm or anything like that. But what I typically do is when I get a stupid comment like that, YouTube has this fantastic feature called hide user from my channel. And what it effectively does is they don't even know they're blocked from your channel. They can still watch your video, but whenever they leave a comment, they don't know that YouTube deletes it immediately when they click post. So to them, they think they left a comment. I don't even see it. I don't even know that you would exist at that point. So I ban the user, ban that person from my channel, and I delete their comment. Congratulations, you played yourself. Now, mind you, this is a now I'm assuming this was a grown person. This could have been a kid. This could have, who knows? But let's say for the sake of argument, that was a grown man leaving that comment. What grown man talks to grown men that way? I know for a fact that you don't, that dude, that keyboard warrior, doesn't have that kind of energy in real life, because if he had that kind of energy in real life, he wouldn't feel the need to have that kind of energy online. See, he'd be doing what I'm doing, confronting people to their motherfucking face. I confront you to your face. When I was at the gym and I was working in a spot and this weirdo decided, no, I want that spot. He saw me there because I was there before he even got there. So I turn around. He's standing where I'm working, where my phone is literally posted up. So I just bumped him out the way and we had a little back and forth. See, I confront my problems to their face. Anything I say online, I'll say to your face. So I know that bitch ass nigga, that little boy ass nigga, clown ass nigga who left that comment wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And not saying I'm a Mr. Tough guy, but I will say I'm not afraid to speak my mind to your face as well as online. I don't get online and get tough. Hey man, you did it. Grown people don't speak that way. Mature men don't speak that way. Masculine men don't speak that way. When I relay a story of the things that I have experienced and how I responded or how I interpreted that event, that's to document, truth be told, that is to document my way of thinking. It's to see, like, a year from now, I can look back on this and go, okay, yeah, so that I like, that I don't like. I establish my boundaries. Rolf Dobelli, one of my favorite authors now, in the book that I'm reading of his, The Art of the Good Life, he outlines 52 either philosophies of life or actions that you could take to kind of live the good life. And one of his principles in that book which I had already figured out for myself, but he gives it a specific name, is the circle of dignity. And the way he phrases it and frames it is that there are certain inviolable things that you are not going to violate. There's certain inviolable lines of demarcation. In other words, lines in the sand that you're not going to cross with me. I'm a grown-ass man that is not going to be played with. And if you, and I like how Rolf Dobelli phrased this as well. If somebody does test you on that, especially after knowing what those lines of demarcation are, what my boundaries are, then you need to make them pay for it. Make them regret that they ever did it. And truth be told, I was so appreciative of that part of his book because I had grappled with that for so long. But to have somebody phrase it in a way where I can clearly see it in words with a terminology to it, I really appreciated that. So to that bum-ass nigga, to that clown-ass nigga that left a comment that I deleted, who now doesn't exist, he wanted an audience. He didn't get it. He wanted some attention. He didn't get it. See, I took that as an opportunity to make a podcast, and that's what I do. That's something else I do. Every moment becomes a teachable moment for me and people who experience similar things. We don't engage low vibrational people who want a dysfunctional fix. Fuck you and your opinion. You a little boy who probably lives at home with his mama. And if you don't, I can guarantee you, you don't have a successful life. Because if you did, you wouldn't be leaving comments on the internet. You wouldn't even have taken the time. This nigga heard what I said. See, that's not something I would address. He heard what I said. Some weird ass little boy up in my face like he thought he knew me. Like, you too close to my motherfucking face. Now, hey, maybe he liked what he saw. I'm not going to discriminate against the LG. What is it now? The LGB, whatever the fucking letters are. I'm not going to discriminate. Maybe he's part of that community. Maybe he liked what he saw. Thank you. No, thank you. I'm not interested. Take a motherfucking picture. It'll last longer. All right. He heard what I said about that. I don't tolerate people disrespecting my personal space ever. I don't give a fuck who you are or what you think about how I feel about it. So he came and decided he was going to attempt to insult me, but made himself look stupid, thinking, oh, okay, but since he don't like that, I'm going to say this so I can get a little bit of attention. No, nigga, you back to obscurity. No, nigga, you are back to obscurity. Nobody knows you, nigga. If you died today, nobody would care. Dumbass nigga. Bumass nigga. Keyboard warrior ass nigga. Difference between you and me, nigga. Masculine men, alpha men, speak plainly and clearly. I don't speak in code. And what the fuck you think about it is irrelevant. Saying slick shit out your mouth. Now, if that was a female, okay. Maybe. Because females, that's what they do. They say slick shit out their mouth. But I suspect that that was a guy based off of the vernacular. Dude. That type of shit. That's something a dude would say. A lame ass nigga. Bum ass nigga. Hating ass nigga. See, he mistook what I said. This nigga clearly don't know me. I don't engage people like him. He thought because I engaged that person that I spoke about, I was going to engage him. He was jealous of the fact that that weirdo at the Safeway got some attention. But that's only because there are certain boundaries that I will defend. And one of those boundaries is my personal circle, which is why I avoid crowded places. But if I'm somewhere and I'm minding my business and you are all up in my space, either I'm going to move or you're going to move. But we're not going to be here together. I don't know you, nigga. Move along. Move around. Don't fucking play with me. play with the next grown-ass man. And this clown came on there, hey, dude, you need to grow up, dude. Thinking he was going to get some attention. How pathetic is your fucking life that you have to try to garner some attention online? That's weird. That's, in fact, fuck being weird. That's sad. This nigga thought he was going to get, I don't know, how long would it take me to reply to that comment? 10 seconds? This nigga thought he was going to get 10 seconds of my life. But see, I can tell you it wouldn't have ended there. Now, had I responded back, fuck you, you grow up, blah, blah, blah. Now we back and forth. See, that's the bait and the hook. Because a 4-second insult, a 4-word insult would have turned into a paragraph of bullshit. And then I would have lost simply because I engaged somebody who was seeking a dysfunctional fix. Fuck him and his dysfunctional fix. That being said, know your boundaries, know them well. It doesn't matter how people like, accept, respond, approve of your integrity and your values. There's certain circles, according to Rolf Dobelli, and I agree and I concur, there are circles of dignity that we all have. Yours may be different from mine. Mine may be different from yours. Some may overlap like a Venn diagram. Things that you would die for, I may not die for. I'm like, shit, that shit ain't worth it. And vice versa. But once you identify what those things are, when the haters start to hate, the way you respond to that is to double down on it. The way you affirm your value, your beliefs, your integrity is to double down on it. So I doubled down on what I said in that YouTube video. And one of the things that I do daily is to analyze my day, and I ask myself, would I do the same thing again? 100% I would. You ain't gonna play with this grown black man. Play with the next one. I'm out.